Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, and our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, plus our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget those over-the-road truck drivers and all the snowplow drivers out there, especially up the Northeast, that are putting in some long, hard hours right now in that big storm. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
300,000 people. No, I'm sorry, not people. Customers. That's more people because they just talk about the accounts. Without power up there in the Northeast, predominantly to the west of the big cities where they've got some real trouble, travel's been disrupted, some major interstates closed. I-77 is one of them from the Virginia West Virginia line coming down Fancy Gap, which is one hell of a mountain to try to have to go down. And then also, you've got ice crippling some other areas, got some closures, I-64 east of Richmond in Virginia, got some closures around New York City, and I-95 going up towards Connecticut, the toll road there, New York Thruway is shut down at the moment.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Blame it on, let's see, don't blame it on who? Donald Trump. All right. Are you ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Bob. We call him from the open road, man.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling to let y'all know, y'all made a statement about Atlanta not having snow removal or salt shakers or any of that stuff. They actually have a bunch of dump trucks, got snow piles on them, and salt shakers in the back. They've been running around 285 all day yesterday, and they had three flatbeds with the plastic tanks on them with that rind in it, actually spraying down the highways. I just went up there to Tecula to Publix and grabbed a milk transfer going to Orlando Publix, and There's a little bit of slick spot here and there, but for the most part, you're still throwing spray up. You just got to reduce your speed around there.
Are you on 285, Bob?
Nah, not right now. Right now, I'm down here about the 26-mile marker on 75.
Okay.
Heading towards Orlando, but I just left Atlanta up there a couple hours ago. But they do have stuff treating the roads, and they're not too bad. The wind's kind of bad up there right now, and the temperature's dropping more.
Yeah.
Got watched overpasses like usual, but I was just letting you know they actually have something to put down up there.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bob. By the way, be careful with that tanker.
We got this reefer on. It's
reefer, okay. All right.
Yeah, I got got milk in it, going down to Publix in Orlando, just doing an old transfer.
Okay, well, you take care and drive safe.
Yes, sir. It was good listening to you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
God
you
bless y'all.
Thank you very much, Bob. God bless you. Okay, that's one of our listeners who comes down from Atlanta. Talked to him several times before, and we learned something new, I guess. Now, let me see. Okay, we got enough time to do this. Today, Martin Luther King's birthday. What do you think these many years later?
You know, I wouldn't even begin to profess, you know, what that entire community is thinking. I do see some disgust in where things are for various reasons, but you know, I think the Biden administration, when they went down to Atlanta last week, is trying to put gasoline in the fire. And
well, they're dividers. They're not uniters. They're dividers. We all know that. I mean, they haven't united anything, except the radicals,
precisely.
Maybe.
Precisely.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick over to the phone. Okay, Mel, we got about a minute. What's up?
Yes, I was just reading an article in the Federalist. Hello, Denise. Glenn Youngkin, who happens to be a Democrat in Republican clothing, who was endorsed by President Trump, he appointed Amy Rogstad Gadira to the Education Secretary of the state of Virginia. She has deep ties to critical race theory, and you know, President Trump, whose side are you on? But this is what the article read in the Federalist. I'm not sure whether Denise maybe had a chance to see what was written, or what does she know about this Amy Rogstad Gadira.
Okay.
And yeah, she's got deep ties. Yes.
Thank you, Mel. Okay, we're going to be going to break, but I can tell you this about Governor Youngkin. He went scorched earth over the weekend. He banned CRT in the state of Virginia. Do you know that?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean all things that everybody thinks it does. I mean, it's a good start, but I think he has to be very careful, because that critical race theory can be renamed or relabeled something else and still be in the system.
Okay, hold that thought. Coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Jeff, take it away here, my man.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go to the website, GEICO.com, where you can find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they'll also tell you who your agent is, or you can go see your agent if you want, or they'll give you a quote right there for the car or the truck that you're driving right on the website. They can also give you a quote for a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, they'll help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance or even your condo insurance if you want. So that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check them out. See if they can save you some money. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got, our good friend on the line here, Mary. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just had a question for Miss Denise. Mel called about Glenn Youngkin, and I will tell you that sometimes I do have one chat room I listen to, and I like to listen to the people that live in the area of the person that you're talking about, because I think those people know more about their local mm-hmm. people than other people do, like here in Florida with Captain Matt and Anna Paula Lumini and whatever and all that kind of stuff. But what Mel was saying about Glenn Youngkin is his ties to the Carlyle Group and David Rubenstein, which is all interesting as well. So I think it's always worth listening to the local people that live in the area, not people that live far away, as far as a source. I think he needs some scrutinizing there and look into the background of some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Denise, and then we got Mel.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Youngkin is a step in the right direction with some of the things that he's doing over the previous administration, for sure. But that doesn't mean that we have to embrace these politicians. I mean, you're going to be disappointed often if you do. You just have to, you know, Virginia went a long way to the wrong side. And I would say that, you know, they're trying to kind of bring it back, and it's not going to happen in one fell swoop. So he still has obviously a lot to learn, and I'm not sure who has been mentoring him, if you will, or giving him political administration advice all this time since he was elected to the time of his inauguration. So I would just say be patient. You know, it's it's going to take a while to
okay. Okay, we've got Elliot on the line here. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to run something by the American people by Martin Luther King Jr. You know, Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream has been nothing short of a full-blown nightmare. His statue sits in Washington, and just a stone throw away, gunfire is heard from neighborhoods close to the Capitol. Today's Democrats are Marxists, communists, socialists, progressives, not Democrats the way King was. You can start with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and work your way down. Now, when I visited Chicago back in the 80s, Muslims told me Jesse Jackson, who was King's right-hand man, attempted several times to convince the Southern preacher to turn progressive. Yes, that's right. They described King as being very angry at Jackson. There are two names of people who have led the fight for this word, democracy. Now, Jesse Jackson, progressive socialist, the 60s, and Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! Since 1996. I do not stand with King's son. When it comes to doing the things his late father was famous for, where's the marching for record murders amongst black killings, black African-Americans killing each other? You know, black men only make up 6.1% of America's population, yet they are dying at an alarming rate. I want you to know, folks, we are not a damn democracy. America is a constitutional federal republic. Thank you very much.
All right. And you want to mention anything about that? Because I've got a comment here from Fred.
Oh, I think he's exactly right. I let his remarks stand on their own. They're powerful and correct.
Yep. Now, Fred is asking a question about, and I haven't said anything until now, the tennis player down in Australia. He said, what's going on with him?
He got deported. He lost his case on the appeal again. So he cannot, which the Australian Open is the first of the Grand Slams. It starts today. And the Aussies are just cowards. But anyway, he was deported, so he got on a plane and flew to Dubai. Now, remember, he's the reigning champion. He's there to defend his title, but in Australia, but not anymore. But it's the interesting thing about the reason they deported him was not really because he was unvaccinated, because he already had COVID, which means your immunity is more powerful than a vaccination. But they were afraid of, the Aussies are afraid of other people, because remember, they got more serious lockdowns than anybody.
Correct.
The country's been locked down like for, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid of other people using the same excuse, and I don't mean it, it means that it's wrong, but the same reason, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're protesting, so they're not afraid of Novak Djokovic, they're afraid of other people, which is completely cowardly. So anyway, he's gone. He cannot defend his title.
Okay, we have got to talk about the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Saturday. Please tell me that you understand what the FBI was trying to do.
The FBI, they're idiots. You know, they're saying that this had nothing to do with religion. Well, if it didn't, then why are you, why was the attack on a synagogue?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
It wasn't on a, you know, a 7-Eleven. It was on a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a British terrorist, mm-hmm. 44 years old, who he wants the release of Afia Siddiqui.
Yeah, the lady Al-Qaeda or whatever they called her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is a terrorist.
Yep.
And, you know, almost all terrorism when it comes from Muslims is because they hate Gentiles and they hate Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they came out and pretty much said, no, it's workplace violence.
Well, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, about 30 minutes or so after it happened, he said that this was an act of terrorism and anti-Semitism, which threw everything into a dizzy, number one. And then they had these two teenagers that the United Kingdom arrested.
Yeah, I don't know how they're related, but, you know, maybe they are, because this dead terrorist now in Texas is 44 years old. So I don't really know what the relationship is.
No, me either. Okay, let's real quick go over here to Ian because we only got about a minute. Okay, Ian, make it quick.
Real quick, three things. First, the terrorism thing gets us more fruit of our ridiculous immigration laws that were crashed in 1965. Two, the thing with the dude in Serbia over there in Australia, I actually have been following this. It's not because he had COVID. It's because he's going to spread dangerous ideas. It's in their indictment against
right.
them,
mm-hmm.
the immigration hearing. Mm-hmm. They're gone full, they're not going. They are full totalitarian. And one last thing, bravo to you, Denise, because these politicians, remember, we got to emulate the left, not in everything, but in some things. When their politicians get out of line, buddy, they scream and they punish them.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the same to ours. Don't ever forget, they work to us. They're not heroes and all of a sudden walking on water
okay.
like Christ when they get elected.
Gotta go.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yep. Great points.
Precisely. Don't marry any of these politicians. I don't care who they are. Watch them carefully. Call them out. And, you know, just say, hey, you need a correction here, you need a correction there. I mean, the Republicans and these conservatives say that they're center-right. No, I think that they're center, but that center has moved so far to the left, we don't know what center right is anymore.
You want to call one out? Call out Nikki Fried after she called our governor, compared him to Hitler. Call out Nikki Fried. There's one that's got to go. Nikki Fried. All right, here comes the music.
I think she's Democrat anyway.
I know. Yeah, I know. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno, late Sunday police in Manchester saying that counterterrorism officers arrested two teenagers for questioning. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, I'm going to tell you all about the National Aviation Academy. They're having a golf tournament coming up on February the 2nd, but I want them to tell you about themselves first. So, here we go.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, as you well know, has been in business for 70 years. They have two campuses where you can attend and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. And I would strongly suggest that. Now, also, the National Aviation Academy is having a scholarship golf tournament coming up on Wednesday, February 2nd. at the well-renowned Innisbrook Island course. Now, your admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag, lunch and dinner with awards. And there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. If you get a hole-in-one, you could even win a Tesla Model Y with that hole-in-one. Best part is 100% of all the proceeds goes to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting naa.edu/golf or call 727-531-2080. That's the National Aviation Academy. You can also find out more at their website, naa.edu/golf. Check it out. Sign up for the golf tournament. Help some people out. You'll feel good about yourself, and away you go, as they say in the business. Speaking of away you go, it's getting a little crowded over there in the skies in the Southeast China Sea. Not only are the Chinese flying around, and the Americans flying around, and the British flying around, and maybe some other people, Japanese, and maybe the Australians, but how about those missiles? North Korea keeps shooting a missile up every now and then. One here, one there. And they did it again. And, geez, I mean, they're not going to tell you when they're going to do it. It just happens. Speaking of missiles, they're still firing rockets at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The attack, the latest series of rocket and drone attacks that's targeted the American presence in Iraq since the start of the year. A couple times in the last week and a half. Unbelievable. You know, they've been warned, and the thing of it is Joe Biden is a wimp. And they know it. They know it. So they're just stepping all over everybody and everything. Now, speaking of which, military deployments alone, according to Joe Biden, won't be enough to fight the COVID surge here in the United States. Now, about 1,000 military medical specialists are deploying to the hard-hit hospitals in the coming weeks to ease the pressure on healthcare staff. Now, think about this stupidity for a minute. A lot of these hospitals laid off people because they weren't vaccinated. And they shut down wings in their hospital because they had no one to run them. So now they're claiming, well, we're overstaffed. We don't have the beds. We don't have this. Well, of course you don't. Look what you did. But in calling up the National Guard to help them, some of these National Guards people actually work in some of these hospitals. So they're taking maybe in some cases their staff and they're bringing them back, not having to pay them, because the military is now paying them, I might add, at a reduced rate. How's that going to work out? Work out pretty good for the bottom line, for the hospital, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm just saying. Is it me, or is nobody paying attention to this? Oh, well. Now, Colonel David Cobbs, commander of the 409th Air Expeditionary Group, talking about Niger amid the ongoing violence in Africa's Sahel region. He said that they saw a 44% increase in violent events in that region. He said the threat is real. And of course it's real. That's where Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda in Iraq and all those people have gone to and reformed again. Their emphasis right now is more on Africa than it is anywhere else. Unbelievable, but true. By the way, the military has yet to confirm whether or not they have actually done this, but officials, rumors anyway, you know how rumors go, A North Korean missile coincided with parts of the West Coast grounding flights and clearing airspace because it was fired towards the U.S. It was a long-range missile that did not get here, but the military was preparing to shoot down that North Korean missile if it had reached the West Coast of the United States. Like I say, it did not get here. Wasn't even close. But they were ready for it. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. Now, with our military, if you want to join, say you're coming out of high school. Maybe you're coming out of college. If you want to join and sign up for 6 years, you will get a $50,000 bonus. Now, how will it be paid? Not all at one time, but over the 6 year time, you'll get the $50,000. So, let's see how that works out for the people that they're trying to get. And hopefully it'll be a good thing. It'll all work out fine. But again, it's just like we were talking about conversation about the professional people. Oh, by the way, Eric, what's the weather like up there in East Tennessee? I've been talking about you guys all night long with the weather information that I've got, telling me about the roads and whatnot. So give me a report here on the chat room, so I can tell you. And he just called that. He just called the military call up of the National Guard. He called it militarized healthcare. Well, yeah, to a certain point, it is. And he knows what I'm saying when I said about many of these people are already working in the hospitals. Legislature's starting to raise the stink. No, Eric, that's not what I'm talking about. Tell me about your weather up there. I'm going to go over here again to the thing that I got. Let's see, Tennessee, because we've got a lot of weather going on. And Chris Markowski's not here today, so we're going to do another Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, because the weather right now is the story up the East Coast. We got a number of road closings. Matter of fact, I-64 won't be open until 7 a.m. in the morning going east. Let's see what we got here. Okay, no. All right, I hear the music coming. And I'm looking at Tennessee. I'm looking at Knoxville, and I see the problems so far are in the Carolinas and the mountains down there. All righty. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Trucker's Highway and Byway Report coming right up.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor.
That's Travis Stretch, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Trouble. That goes out to a certain individual. I don't need to name any names here. All righty. Let's take a look at the weather because we got to get to it here. We got big problems. If you're going up into the Northeast today, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why Chris Markowski isn't on the show right now, he is stuck at an airport where the flights are grounded. And it's a regional airport, and he can't go anywhere. So he's there. And the winter storm warnings are up in the mountains of South Carolina, the eastern part of Tennessee, I-40. By the way, they may have I-40 part of it shut down right now because of an accident. I wasn't able to verify, but there is an accident going up through the gorge. So you may have some real problems going westbound towards Knoxville. Be advised of that. Now, you've also got winter storm warning in the mountains of Virginia and all of West Virginia, the eastern half of Ohio, because the way the wind is blowing straight out of the north, it's blowing all the snow straight south. So, Ohio, western Pennsylvania, all of upstate New York is under a winter storm warning, and they are getting pounded. Now, there are a number of roads in upstate New York that are delayed or numerous wrecks or problems or whatnot. Around New York City, it's a real freaking mess. And the New York Thruway west of New York City, west of the George Washington Bridge, west of the Cross Bronx, was encountering delays and partially shut down because of an accident there. Certain parts of the New York Thruway were shut down as well, or not shut down, but delayed because of accidents. Accidents everywhere. Don't need to tell you. Slow down. For God's sakes, be careful. It's not worth it. And by the way, if you're running around empty and you got those winds up there and you got the slippery roads on top of everything else, what the hell are you doing out there to begin with? You know it's a skating rink, so just be careful. Now, the East is in a mess, obviously. We had all that weather come through Florida, a couple tornadoes or so touched down on the southwest side of Florida for sure, confirmed. Might have had something similar or straight line winds up north of us in a couple of counties, Pasco one of them, Hernando another, not sure. But we've got some really cold temperatures for the next few days going to be in the area. We do have a hard frost, not freeze, hard frost advisory for our friends up there in Valdosta on down to about Gainesville, so be advised of that. And then out west, you've got freezing drizzle again coming down off Cabbage, so be careful, as well as up along I-84 down the Hood River, as well as up there on the southern part of Washington State right now. And there's a little winter weather also up there over by 4th of July. Now, if you're coming down Fancy Gap, that was another road that had some real issues. They had a couple wrecks over there on Fancy Gap, which is I-77, coming down off from I-81. And the road was actually closed up there. And they were talking about it might be till 7 a.m. before it got open again. Don't know if that's true or not, but we'll wait and see. Right now, as far as I know, that is closed southbound from Virginia down to North Carolina. So Fancy Gap, you'll have to find another way around. And then I-64 east coming out of Richmond had an accident on it that had the roadblock. That may or may not be open at the present time, but I see a huge delay. Anywhere I look, west of D.C., west of Baltimore, west of Wilmington, west of Philly, looks like as if I-81, you're going to have an adventure going north tonight, coming out of the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland, going up through Harrisburg and up towards Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and whatnot. So it's just there, folks. It's winter. It's there. So be advised. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the pilot in the Flying J Truck Stop. And, of course, the pilot in the Flying J Truck Stop has a driver's club. And you might want to consider joining it. Why? Because you get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. You can use those points to get things for less money in the store and in the restaurant. And it's just like anything else. Oh, and by the way, don't forget their fuel card either, the Pilot Flying J fuel card. You get discounts on the more fuel you buy, the more you get. And you get points for buying your fuel, too. But if you got a fuel card, especially if you're an owner-operator, again, as I said, the more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets. A couple cents here, a couple cents there. That's a lot of money over the course of a year, as we well know. And good morning, Flip. How are you? Glad to see you. And see, he's got my buddy Wade Whiskey up there for doing something. That's good. By the way, I am going to be, let's see, the 20th. I'm going to be over in Pinellas County at a rally there for Jeremy Brown. It'll be at the Pinellas County Jail in the parking lot. And we got a bunch of great speakers there that night, 5 to 8. Stop by, participate if you'd like, see what's going on. And then on the 23rd, that's Saturday this week, I'll be down in Bradenton at American Legion Post number 24 for a Second Amendment rally. And we're going to be rallying for the constitutional carry provision that Governor DeSantis has said he will sign. And there are certainly plenty of other things going on. Okay, Eric, just chime in. Thanks, Eric, for giving me this. He says, general areas that are 20 years old or younger would have no power issues. Everything is underground. So what are you talking about? Oh, here it is, travel. All right, let me find this here. Travel. Precipitation yesterday, rain, sleet, snow, repeat. In our area, probably an inch and a half of slush, frozen, icy underlay on the roadways. Look, Eric, it's going to get colder right now, so you're going to be stuck with that for a few days. Recommended not to travel unless essential and necessary. I-81 has been salted. Okay, yeah, 29 degrees right now. Yeah, that 29 degrees is going to seem like summer, Eric, because it's the bottom's going to drop out of it for you guys, and I think you already know that. But it is... unfortunately, wintertime, and this cold front and this snow and all that, which is working its way out, but it's going to be there probably for the better part of the rest of the day anyway. And we're hearing possibly in some points in the Carolinas that it might be gone by noontime. That's fine if it is, because that'll get the planes going. And I saw them de-icing some of the planes last night, which means that they weren't going anywhere because they couldn't get the airport plowed fast enough. Charlotte was one of them, so we'll see what's going on there. But in the meantime, I'm coming back with Frank Salvato. Of course, he's with Underground USA. Check him out. But I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.